Could you imagine if we end up doing one of these episodes and I'm like, yo, man, my bad. I ain't recording none of that.
Man, I should have just gone, man, bro.
Yo, man, so it's lost to the wind. It's lost to the wind.
Yo, especially because if we go like an hour or something like that, I'd be like, come on, bro.
That's be one of those when you be like, yo, man, no lie. We just recorded one of the greatest podcasts in the history of a podcast and we lost it. Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Ah, man. I don't want to start on bad news because I'm looking at my list, right? And there's a lot of bad news on here. So let's start with some good news. Megan Thee Stallion's new album is dropping Friday.
Are you excited?
No, because I like Megan Thee Stallion. I liked her project.
Was it good news?
Yeah. Yo, I didn't even do that on purpose. I did not do that on purpose. Her album is called Good News. We're in this time period / era. I didn't want to say era because everybody says era, right? Where artists can drop off music after music after music and then be like, yo, this is my debut. Right, and you couple that
I don't know why I just keep saying that, though. What is that?
What does that mean?
I'm mad that you even brought that up, that you said
you also couple that when we're also in the era where you can't tell the difference between a mixtape and an album. So I'm like, what's different? Like, she sat down with GQ, and GQ, just like Vulture, they do the longest type of interviews where they want to tell you what the wind temperature was and what Shorty had on. I'm like, bro, get to the meat and potatoes of this. And I'm halfway through, and I doubt this person gets to talking about what does it mean? Why is this? What makes this project different? Because you say it's a debut album? So that's why I'm not.
I think it's one of those. See, I don't want to indulge in that to this far. Like, I just feel like they're just being idiots, and they just keep on saying debut. Like, I don't think it's like, oh, so debut of what? I just think they're overusing the word.
Well, this is a show. This one means. I was like, so what did the other ones mean? They had singles like all the other albums. Like other albums have, they have videos. They've had a budget. What makes this different? And maybe when we listen to it, we're like, oh, this was different, but in. Before then, I'm excited.
I've got to be different.
I'm excited.
I mean, I'm not.
Because I like her, but I'm not excited for. Like, if this was back in the day, you know how when people were like, yo, Lil' Kim, Hardcore, 96, come or Mace album is dropping. You'd be like, okay, we heard him on some features. What's the album going to sound like? You with Bad Boy? There was a difference. Now I'm like, I kind of know what to expect from a Megan Thee Stallion project.
Like, the first, like, yeah, so I was like, that's why the debut shouldn't be on there. Second of all, I don't know. I mean, the album is the album. The album, the last album wasn't really that good. It was just alright.
We had a few joints on there.
Yeah.
But
it had no replay value. Like, and I'm not saying, and I don't even know if that's what artists go for these days. Honestly, no, that's a conversation in itself. Like, do you really go for replay value, or we just consume music so fast
that
nobody even cares about feeling of a classic.
It seems like nowadays that artists are just trying to catch, you know, you either put out a lot of music and hope one catches or just throw out one that you know is going to catch because it's going to get pushed by the label. Because as big as WAP was, I feel like as grand as it came in, it disappeared too.
I mean,
and maybe that could have been
COVID
because,
era,
yep, I was about to say, could have been because of that.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, nobody got to really do the club thing for it. Yeah.
But that made me think about, we're not at the music section, but one of the new songs I listened to that dropped this week was Pussy Talk remix with Quavo, Lil Wayne, and Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
And that reminded me because you talked about WAP. And he was like, there should be a guy version of WAP. And I was like, maybe they could have did it this way. And this is not to take away. I think Quavo, Wayne, and Harlow did their thing on that track. But that song was so big it didn't need a remix. Like, okay. You could just let this song sit out there. Back to this GQ interview, though. They did talk about the night that she got shot. And it says, Megan says that an argument was brewing in the Instagut was that she should have found another way home, but it was getting late and she was in a bikini, so she decided to hop into Tori's car. It is one part, well, in the interview, she said,
I didn't even know she got shot in a bikini.
Yeah, if you saw the video.
I don't know, but there's a video of it.
Yeah, there's a video of when the police pulled up and she comes out the car with her hands up and she's in a two-piece. And she talked about how she was going to take another ride home, but her phone died. And I've watched enough reality TV, like, man, how your phone died? But then I'll be thinking about these celebrities and like, y'all be forever on y'all phone. But
I mean, their phone probably got to die, though.
Yeah. They're IG live and they're doing so much shit constantly.
FaceTiming all the time.
Yeah, you should have a battery backup. So she said when she got back in the car, blah, blah, Tori shot her. She claims, this is the new information. She claimed that Tori tried to bribe her in exchange for her silence. And you know, it goes into why she didn't say anything in the beginning, blah, blah. But obviously Tori's camp is saying like, we ain't never do that. And I don't mean obviously, like, of course they did. Now they're lying. I'm saying, even if it was true, why the hell would they say?
Man, this story is so boring, man.
It is.
I don't know how they made such a... It started off as a riveting story, right? Like,
oh, man, you trying to say...
And now it's at a point where...
It was Game of Thrones? What? Start off, it was Game of Thrones, and then we got a season
8? Yeah. It's the Game of Thrones of fucking drama. Like, it's just like, bro, this shit. Now she's saying that he tried to bribe her. I was kind of looking forward to it. She said something on her album about it. But now after that statement,
I hope not. That's just like, man, let this go to the courts and we'll catch up with y'all in 2021.
Let's just be over. You know, let's just let this be over. I don't think we're ever going to find out like what happened. Amongst a lot of things, we're never going to find out what truly happened.
The other good news is I had wrote these notes out. And we was going to do the podcast Sunday, right? This is Monday night. We're recording this. And I remember writing in there, preview Jeezy versus T.I. And then Saturday night, it changed to Gucci Mane.
Goo-wop. Niggas really, you hear the truth, Coke? And they talking about Jeezy about to get, I mean, like, Gucci can't do it. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Gucci shit hit so hard. But this is the thing I'm thinking about now. Me and you were discussing how Jeezy could beat T.I. depending on how T.I. plays it and how Jeezy plays it, right? But Jeezy was going into the T.I. battle as an underdog. Now you the favorite.
I mean, that's obviously
not to the people who know, even to the people who know hip-hop, they'd be like, he ain't finna wash him. You know, but that's a different strategy now. As you're the favorite, I'm excited for these two men to have grown to the part that they can be in the same room, even though I think they did have a sit down talk. Jeezy was on T.I.'s podcast, he talked about it. But this is monumental, and I don't know if this leads to anything else, like them being on a track together again, because they haven't been on one since So Icy, where the beef started. Because I think what Jeezy wanted, he thought So Icy was going to be on his debut album, but Gucci Mane put it on his, and it escalated from there. But I don't think we're gonna hear So Icy. All right, 20 rounds. What is your score for that night? I'm going 12-8. I think Jeezy pulls it off, but I think it's gonna be tough.
I think it'll be closer than that, maybe 11-9. And I think it depends on how they flow. If Gucci goes first, who goes first?
If Gucci, there's some things.
It honestly matters on who goes first, man. Because, okay, Jeezy's going to come with a lot of Jay-Z's. But truthfully, that's only going to impress New York. I mean, nobody really. I think if you think about ATL, we have to think about this in Atlanta.
Yeah.
truthfully, and down south. So I'm not really looking at it from a New York point of view, and I'm looking at it from my point of view. I really don't care about them Jeezy songs that he has. I like a lot of the songs he has with Jay-Z, but I still think Gucci Mane can pull this out, even though I'm leaning toward Jeezy. Just because, I don't know, it depends. He can't go too commercial, though. I think if Jeezy go too commercial, he's going to lose.
But see, you all right.
He's going to have to get down and keep it.
I think he can only play one Jay-Z song, and that's going to be Seen It All. That's the only one that's going to work.
Because
that's
the hardest one.
Yeah, it's the hardest one. But if you start digging in that back, if Jeezy gets desperate if he plays My President Is Black remix, I'm like, bro, nope.
He can't play it. See, that's where it gets interesting, right? He can't play those type of commercial songs because that's cheesy towards Gucci. Because Gucci can come back with something super hood and wipe him off the face of the earth.
Gucci can still get into his Gucci and Waka bag when they were together.
Or OJ the Juice Man.
Yep.
Hey, he can get into those.
Yeah, because I know
Gucci and Yo Gotti, Gucci and Rocco.
Yeah,
you know, he could do a lot of things.
Let me see if I get. I'm trying, because I know he could. What's the other one? What's the name?
Do Bricks? Bricks, all right, Bricks. That's gonna be nasty. Nasty.
I want to hear one or two songs. Let's see if I can get this one on here. If he plays this, I'll be excited.
I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now. The world is very different now. You know why? It's Gucci time.
Big Gucci trap boys call me Big Gucci. Time piece, got the Swiss money.
Yo, that and what was the other one? When he was trying to, right before he went, he went to jail. There's another one.
Straight to the feds? Or which one is that called? What's that one called?
That's Gucci Time. The other one, this is the other
straight
one.
Straight from the feds. From straight to the feds.
Scoochie, two times. Gucci.
Now, this is joint.
Please pardon me, but I'm passing gas to my entourage. No gas mask. I'm in my old school with the Jordan.
He blowed this off.
Yeah, this beat so hard.
Cause that bass
by the way to the beat drop. Yeah. Quick to the beat drop.
Down in the beat up. Short bad bitch with the seat up. You know
boom.
Me.
Hey.
I was on screen with a scrape D. I was low key. HB. Now 3D. Come face me. I went toe to toe with the best of them. I'll bust shots at the rest of them. Don't test me. No test up. I'll rape you. Like Chester, I'm a rich ass nigga. You a bitch.
Yeah.
Can't rap that one. Cause you know how to perform it live. He said, I'm a rich ass nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. Jeezy might go back. there's a couple of Jeezy joints. Cause we ain't about to leave Jeezy out. I mean, Locked Up is gonna be hard. I already told y'all put on. It's just hard. You know what I forget that we've seen Jeezy before?
Yeah. He did good. And he was all by himself too. That was just move.
We saw him on that Blueprint 3 tour.
Yeah. When they see me off in traffic, they say Jeezy on some mother shit. This shit going hard.
Hard. Yeah, Soul Survivor. That one with Manny Fresh that was off that first album was hard too. It's gonna be
interesting. I'm looking forward to this more than I'm looking. I still want somebody to go against T.I., but
what do you think? What do you think happened with the T.I. situation? A lot of people are saying because of his comments with King Von that he's trying to lay low. I don't know if you saw. Yeah, you've probably heard about it. When that tweet he sent out, but he said he wasn't talking about it. But bro, the timing was just really.
Oh yeah,
bad.
We talked about it last time.
Yeah,
we talked about the last one last episode. I just think Gucci and Jeezy are better.
That's a better matchup.
But that's what I'm saying. And people want to see that more anyway. People might say he's trying to lay low. Who cares?
You know what's sad? That we won't get to hear.
What? yeah.
I know, even though Lupe Kills this beat way better than these guys did, but this song is still dope.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forget, Jeezy got, doesn't Jeezy have I Do Too with Andre 3000 and Jay-Z?
I think so.
Yeah, he might play that one.
Oh, I do. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I might marry, yeah.
Bitch, beautiful. Champagne fountains, crib in the mountains, 2 mile long driveway, man, that whole beautiful.
I got a condo up in the sky, before I fake it, I die. For a bitch, no lie, man, that bitch.
Man, they can go for a while. They could do 30. Like,
oh, yeah, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice.
People be really dependent.
I'm actually excited about it.
Yeah, people did be really dependent on like the hits. I'm like, bruh, they can get into a bag where all the dope boys go crazy. See, I don't think he'll play that one either. Even though that was a good Jay verse, and that was Jay and Fat Joe on the same track together when they still weren't seeing eye to eye. But
he might try to go to that, but he better do that early. He really should. I mean, I don't know. You just gotta play how Gucci play. I think it's gonna be more about Atlanta though. But I just feel like they just really gonna focus on their home, which is gonna make it better. I think that makes it way better.
Yeah, you said you was one of shooting for this one.
Turn me up. Straight like that. Straight like that.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Hey, you have a rocking. What's up, though?
Got him for the 26.5.
Now that's super sick. I'm just looking for a super freak.
This is the same album as I Do. Looking at the track list. All right. I don't think nothing. Did anything pop off today, Manny Fontaine? Did you caught before we get into what was it? 4 shootings and 2 deaths and damn near a week.
yeah, I know. No, I didn't see anything.
All right,
exciting. So, let's get to it.
All right, we talked about King Von's killing and the wow. You know, and I say wow, but I wasn't there, and I'm not like a lot of people. I did not watch. I watched a little bit of the video where I saw the scuffle. I didn't see King Von die. If that was on the video, I didn't see the autopsy stuff. I'm like, I'm not looking for that. And when I see when people are like, you know, somebody put that in, like, whoever you, sometimes you just got to block or mute or unfollow people who want to share stuff like that. If that's on your time.
Yeah.
If that's on your time, I'm like, nah, bro, we don't need to be, be cool. I'm off that. Then Mo3, who was an affiliate with Boosie and a rapper, he got killed, I think, Wednesday. We recorded the podcast Tuesday.
In broad daylight, yeah.
Yeah, that story. I got that right.
Yeah, 3 kids, too.
Yeah, he was shot, killed Wednesday afternoon at I-35 in Dallas. And here's the suspect, an adult black male. How'd that help you? That's me then. Yeah. I'm the suspect. Like, you didn't help at all. He got out of his car and approached Noble, who was sitting in his car. Noble exited the vehicle, began running on the freeway while the suspect chased him and fired multiple rounds at him, according to police. He shot multiple times before the suspect fled. Noble was transported to a local hospital where he died of injuries. You talked about him being a father. Affiliate of Boosie. Boosie was in Dallas for a vigil on Friday, and then Saturday he was shot. Boosie
badass?
Yeah, he was shot in his leg. You didn't know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So he was in a Sprinter van outside of Big T's Plaza when someone opened fire on the van. The incident caused Boosie to suffer a gunshot wound just below the knee. TMZ reported at the time the news broke that the rapper was doing well and recovering from his injuries. And then on Sunday, Benny the Butcher was shot in Houston, and he was visiting the city. They said he was at a Walmart. He was getting robbed, and the robbers didn't think he was, according to what people are saying, they weren't moving quick enough, open up fire. We're moving too slow for the alleged robber's liking. And cops say one of the 5 fired a round into Benny's leg, which caused the crooks to flee. Benny and his friends booked it too, but eventually pulled over and called the police. He was taken to the hospital. His condition was unknown at the time. I don't know if we got any updates, but me and you both.
What do you think about this?
Me and you both. Listen, it's
all together.
All together, I think about. I often think about Lloyd Banks when Lloyd Banks. I forget where this interview is from. And he talked about how he was in a room full of like rich white people or whatever, right? And none of them was flashy, right? They didn't rock their jewelry, but they were worth a lot of money. And I saw pictures of Mo3, and I don't know Mo3's past because he could have been out in these streets hustling, and that shit just catches up to you. I have no idea. I know how Benny moves. He necklaces. Not you looking like a lick, and I'm not trying to victim blame or anything like that. But when you know you're that, you got to move kind of differently. And I remember listening. Well, just this week, Conway was on Joe Budden podcast, right? Was it Conway or Westside?
Westside Gunn.
Yeah. And he talks about how they move, and he says, I'll be in the house party, but I got to do with a Mac 11, you know, with the Mac on me. Like, they have to move this way. And I'm like, God, that sucks. And if you don't know that, you don't know why that sucks, you're going to envy their lifestyle. You're going to be like, yo, that shit dope. Motherfuckers got to do with a gun on them. Like, you don't ever want that stress. You don't want that stress. And especially because these guys are now getting the respect and the fame that they deserve. And now you got to sleep with one eye open because somebody's always trying to get you. I don't know why.
Somebody's always looking at your chain.
Yeah, I don't know why you're at a Walmart. But see, here's the thing too. You should be allowed to wear whatever you want because, I mean, if you want to use a metaphor as, well, women got her ass and titties out, that don't mean she should get raped. Just because you got your jewelry out, don't mean you should be robbed, but we know.
This can happen, yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think it's, I don't know if it's the time or what, like, but a lot of rappers are getting shot. I mean, when you think about the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and then it doesn't make sense. Like, what's going on in Texas? Think about it. How many rappers we do? Because, yo, this year has been so long that when we got to talking about King Von, I damn near forgot that Pop Smoke got killed this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. That was this year. And now Benny got shot, Boosie got shot, and Mo3 got killed. And it's just probably tons more. And I don't have the answers. Like, I don't
know. It's crazy because it's like the early 2000s where, like, people used to get shot and that would be clout. This is not a clout thing now. Like, this is like.
Yeah, 50 Cent got shot 9 times and was able to launch a career.
Yeah. No, but that doesn't happen these days.
No, you don't.
I just don't understand. Look, the Boosie, I did not know about the Boosie. I saw pictures of Boosie.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I might have saw some pray for Boosie, but sometimes Boosie be in jokes. So you don't know what they're talking about, you know. But I don't know, man. It's crazy. Because if he's in a Walmart, it's like you can't go to Walmart no more.
Yeah, and there's the story is somebody following.
But even if you have your jury on, they still know who you are. Like, it's not like they knew that you were a rapper. Like, it's so it might be.
You're right. There's nothing you can do about that situation as far as he could have been dressed as a Poindexter and they'd be like, I know that's Benny the Butcher. I know how he moved.
Yeah,
like,
and so what's it called said that Jim Jones, he's like, yo, being a rapper is the most dangerous thing in the world. Because people think you got bands on you.
Yeah, like you keep moving.
Rappers almost got
to move like you ever see those trucks? That like maybe like delivery or a simple truck, and then it says on the door, driver does not have any cash on them. Maybe rappers got
But it's almost, but it's so bad like that though. All right, so if you don't have any money in you, I could still rob you for your car.
Yeah,
so I can get you somewhere. Yeah, what you pushing? If you don't have no jewelry on you, and then if you don't have jewelry, people think that you don't have status. So it's a weird ass world.
And I think to myself, who you're catering to, right? So if you're depending on what type of rapper you are, you know, in some cases, obviously, I feel like if Drake could get robbed, just like Kendrick and Cole can get robbed too, right? And then they're not really gangster rappers or such such.
Well, they're not flashy. Yeah,
but there's some rappers who be like, all I do is talk to the dope boys and the street niggas. And then you're wishing on a prayer that them dope boys and street niggas respect you enough not to fuck with you, or to be like, even if I wanted to rob, why would him? I love him as an artist. He's dope. I'm you know, protect him. He good in my city. But that might not be the case. It might be like, oh yeah, I can get cred. I can just get money. You got something I want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it goes back to how you got to move.
And in today's economy? Shit.
Yeah.
Listen, I have to make jokes out of it. But I know she's like, it's a mean world out there. It's mean and vicious, man.
Yeah,
I don't know how you combat that. Because if you shoot them, they're going to sue you.
Yo.
You know, so many things like you.
Didn't Jay say that?
Yeah.
He said, if I kill you, I'm brainless. If you kill me, I'm famous. What's a nigga to do?
Yeah, you famous, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I think you told me about Benny the Butcher, right? Yeah.
That's why I was shocked when I saw the Benny the Butcher. That was
news to me when you sent it. I was like, what the fuck, Benny the Butcher?
Yeah.
But you know what? Also,
Griselda is like so big right now.
Also, with Westside, the way Westside was talking, I feel like rappers are the only ones who want to be touched, right? As far as when he said he was at a house party, it reminded me of when I've watched so many Tupac documentaries. I can't remember which one it was, but they'd be like, yo, Tupac could be at a house party. Justin Bieber ain't never going to be at nobody's house party. Like, once you get to a certain level, you be like, look,
so that's another thing. So, trying to stay in your hood or study.
Yeah, because you don't want to be
not having somebody go into the Walmart for you.
Yeah.
You want to be like, no, go where I want to go. Yeah. That's part of my rep. I walk where I want to walk. I go. I don't need security. Yeah. I don't need this. I go.
That's
another sign of like craziness.
I'm still me.
And then you think about retaliation, though. Something has to be done about
I've been listening to 2 Chainz recently. 2 Chainz talk. What song was that? That 2 Chainz talks about how the dude tried to rob him, and he was like, he ran. He was like, well, he got some money. Oh well, fuck it. But 2 Chainz didn't come back and be like, well, we gonna see him again. He's just like, you got one on me. I'd rather have my life. And
yeah, but when you get shot, people be feeling like they gotta do something. Then, you know.
And you never know how Benny, we don't know how Benny people talk. Like, you want us to get him? You ain't gonna get him? You gonna let the nigga get away with that? We don't know what they're saying to him.
Yeah. What did Jay Prince say? Who is he at?
Somebody,
I feel like Texas is here.
Somebody said, Jay Prince, wow, what for doing this? But I have no idea. I have not seen if Jay Prince has spoke on this. But yeah, with all the stuff that's going down in Texas, you're right. How we have not gotten anything. He's been really quiet. He spoke more about the Megan the Stallion situation than he has about these 3 shootings in his city. I mean, his state, his city. I'm not going to say a city. I'm looking at this. While I pull this up, y'all got to stop filing for the Candace Owens game. Y'all really do. I pulled up Complex, and Candace Owens got mad at Harry Styles, the singer from One Direction, who's now the solo artist, because he put on a kilt, a dress, or some shit like that, right? And she said, "This is an attack. You know, bring back Manly Man." And then she started trending, and I'm like, "Y'all fall for this? Y'all be falling for this?" She's like, "She ain't saying nothing about Trump losing. Now she want to say this." She goes, there is no society that can survive without strong men. The East knows this. In the West, the steady feminization of our men at the same time that Marxism is being taught to our children is not a coincidence. It is outright attack. Bring back manly men. Shut the fuck. Y'all fall for this. I'm like, oh, she needed to switch directions. I'm like, yeah, I'm not falling for it. I was like, the funny thing is, like, she's muted. So I only can see Candace Owens when, like, my RSS feeds pull her in. But I was like, I don't see it. And I saw somebody like tweeted like, Candace has been quiet. So I guess this is before, or maybe that person didn't know. She was tweeting, she was trending for that. Oh, shout out to Deezus and Mero too. They was in The Simpsons yesterday, ironically.
I forgot all about
this stuff,
man.
I don't have Showtime, but I do watch their warm-ups on YouTube. The reason they were in The Simpsons, though, is because Kent Brockman, you know, the newscaster, started up a podcast, and he went to go hang out with other podcasters, and they were on the wall. There was a picture of Deezus and Mero on the wall, and I didn't even notice it. We watched the episode last night during dinner, and
What day does Simpson come on?
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, like I can't believe they're still on. Like,
yeah, 31 seasons. WAC 100 is trying to get 50 Cent in game to have a versus battle. Good luck, WAC 100.
I saw that. I don't even know.
That's not a good competition. Game wins that. No. Game had a better music career. It was longer and he had a way. Like, 50 Cent is going to give you a lot off that first two albums. But then
he give you but a like contract. I think because some people say like 50 Cent has way too much music. I'm like, no, I think the game has way too much music. Think about it.
I mean, I like to see that too. I mean, it's cool.
I would.
See a history of Jeezy and Gucci Mane's beef. Yeah, I'm looking. I got some other stuff. Oh yeah, what was it? I saw some crazy shit. Listen, if y'all was tuning in to think me and Manny Fontaine was going to be able to figure out hip hop and his problem with, violence and robberies. Nah, because that's a crime problem too. Like, you know, if Benny the Butcher was just on Forbes 500 or somewhere visible where people could see it and he wasn't a rapper and he still was in Walmart, he might've still got, like he might've still got robbed. So that's just that goes deeper than just, well, rappers got to stop rapping about certain things. No, just it's like, dude, you got to talk about
who
just feel like, yo, I'm gonna rob this dude to come up. Meek Mill readies a 4-track EP. Whatever. Ty Dolla $ign teases a joint album with Post Malone. Not looking forward to that. All right, what else I got on my list though? Jeremiah. We could talk about Jeremiah.
He COVID,
fighting for his life over the weekend. Was it 50 Cent, Chance the Rapper, Youngberg, who, this was the good thing Youngberg did. The goofy shit he did was, I don't even know if it was new. I think it was. He was on Drink Champs and he was talking about how he had sex with a Notori, the chick from Power, the woman from Power, and she was in 3RW. And I was like, dude's gossip way too much. And the way Nori looked like, oh, we weren't expecting this. But Jeremiah has been hospitalized.
Youngberg does that shit all the time. So he's like 5'2", so he got to start just bragging about women. Like, I just think that's weird.
It's very strange. It's weird, just, man. Yeah, I think, not to get off of Jeremiah, we'll get back to it, obviously. I got some more stuff on it. I think it's men do it so much they don't even notice they do it. Like, they just,
let me see
who I fucked. And you're like,
because in an interview, I was watching this old interview of Bow Wow when he talked about he lost Ginger Esther Bax. And I was just like, why are you telling him just?
Because you
just told him just.
You
like, I was just like,
men, I think men get off more about other guys getting happy off them getting off. They'd be like, yo, the nut with the girl's cool. Like, but when I told my guys. They was all lazy.
I just think it's so weird.
It is.
And they just do it like it's like they treat women like they fucking baseball cards. Like they're trading them. Like, yo, you got this one yet?
You didn't get that?
Like, right. Nah.
What year you get her? What year? I had 06
Esther. Yeah.
You had 06?
Yeah. That's what they be like. And it's just like, man, this is ridiculous. And it's like, she's denying it. He's like, I don't know why she's denying it. It's the truth. I said, what the fuck? She's denying it because she didn't want her business to be out there like that. Like,
yeah, it's not the same.
You know?
Nah. It's not the same. But, he was in ICU. His prognosis was bleak. So I don't know if he had any pre-existing conditions.
His prognosis was bleak?
Yeah. But 50, this was Sunday. 50 Cent shared an update today revealing that Jeremiah's condition was improving. He said, thank you for the prayers for my boy Jeremiah. He is responsive today, doing a little better. And I'm I hope.
Do you have asthma? Or anything?
That's why I don't know. We don't know if he had any pre-existing conditions. We have
like
no idea.
Like
terminal
immune system, something like that.
These I'm cool with, and I hope Jeremiah pulls through, because COVID, especially when you got a pre-existing condition, is nothing to fuck around with. But you know what I don't like? I'm over celebrities telling us they have COVID, especially the ones that be like, if you see an interview now, they'll be like, such and such said he had COVID in July. Such and such said that. I'm like, what the who cares? I don't trust it no more. Right, we've had Tom Hanks in the beginning, Idris Elba, then a bunch of celebrities telling us. I'm like, you guys.
They didn't tell us that Tom Hanks didn't go out.
Yeah,
hey,
I know. I'm just saying, once you got to the beginning, you like, once it's established that anybody can get it, it's cool. Now it was just like, yo, they're on some pick me type shit. Where like, yo, yeah, I had it too.
Yeah,
like, y'all gotta stop falling for the jokes. Larsa Pippen, I don't even know why this girl gets covered. That's Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. We didn't know who this woman, or separated, whatever. We didn't know who this woman was until she got
Future,
right? And then she's on some low budget podcast talking about how she used to date Tristan Thompson last week. And then this week she said, I got COVID. And then there's the blogs. I'm like, what is, who, what? Why do y'all give a fuck about
that? I feel so bad for Scottie. I mean, I don't know if he was a good husband or not. You know, I don't know if he was a good partner in the relationship. But for your wife to just be...
And she 46 years old. It's not like she's like...
Such a chatty patty now. Because it's not even about what she's doing. It's just about her, how she's... Like, man, who wants to be with somebody that Tristan Thompson was with? I mean, man... Listen, I mean, like, especially because that was your wife. And Tristan Thompson, you know he dogged her out. There was... There's no like Scottie Pippen, Tristan Thompson, and Future. My nigga, like these motherfuckers dogged her out.
Six starting.
That shit just horrible.
And she's always gone younger. So I was like, why was you even with Scottie in the beginning? You've always
man,
gone with these
fucking up
dudes.
The whole Bulls legacy, man. I just feel like it's ridiculous.
They got to do a new
stand up.
They got to do a last dance on Scottie.
Just nobody want to hear that story. Scottie needs to get with another woman and just move on, man.
Golly. Yeah.
But here, kids too, though. I'd be like, yeah, you got kids.
Nobody cares. They be like, y'all be telling all y'all business as if your kids.
And I'm not saying that you can't have a life. I'm like, but man, your kids don't want to hear that shit.
No.
I don't want my mom on a damn podcast.
Sucking the fucking shit you been doing. I'm like, yo, you wildin'. Oh, wait, I got an update.
Go ahead.
Rapper Benny the Butcher gives recovery update after getting shot. So, Benny the Butcher, let me see, viewed his post on Instagram. He posted some on Instagram. Oh, no, that's not what I wanted to see. It's a picture of Benny the Butcher. It looked like, is this just Blaze or somebody else in Jay-Z? Said, according to the Houston PD, the Buffalo rapper was in a local Walmart. I talked about that. So, where's the update at? Now his cousin and label mate Westside Gunn is giving an update via Instagram. He said, I usually wouldn't post this, but Buzz went from hospital to a private jet to smoke him Butcher's breath with me. Benny has a wife. So is he good? Oh yeah. So he put up a picture of Benny the Butcher. He's got a little cast brace around his ankle and he's smoking a blunt. He got his ocean spray and whatnot.
You're gonna have to take care.
Yeah. I can't tell you.
He's drinking lots of fluids.
Yeah, he's drinking lots of fluids. He's recovering. So that's good. I'm glad.
Man, y'all heard it here first.
Yeah. Benny's wife.
For those of y'all that don't have Instagram.
Yeah, he got a wife and he got two daughters. Even Mick Mill is calling for folks to chill out. Yo, shut the fuck up. Yo, I don't mean to be this guy, but when Mick Mill says, even Mick Mill is calling for folks to chill out in the streets. Listen, I'm not knocking Mick Mill, but if you really think niggas who rob and shoot and kill be like, yo, chill. Meek said, we got to relax.
Meek Mills, yeah.
You all right.
Meek Mills said it, yo.
What did Meek say? Man, we run the hood. The fuck is you saying? Why y'all always leave out that part when y'all get treated? I ain't got no hate in my heart. What is the part you saying? Cheer a lot out. And when I say bodies, I mean friends or family lost. And that's just the idea. But I push through with my city. I'll get all the main big artists in Philly a deal if they put them bodies behind them and squash the beefs.
A deal?
Bruh. I don't want the dude who shoot and kill. What if he can't rap? Like, he gonna kill you when his numbers don't come out looking right. It's just like, yo, I ain't moving no units. Man. I'm looking at this. Dear white people, stops production of after multiple COVID cases. I don't care about, nah. I was gonna say Logan Browning, but nah, the other chick.
Did you watch the second season?
I've seen all three seasons.
I mean, third season, sorry.
Yeah. The girl who was in the Wale video, I don't know her name off the top of my head, but she bad on that show. All the black women are bad on that show now that I think about it. We good. I don't think there was nothing that I'll do a quick out. What's this called, Manny Fontaine? Reddit. That's what I was just looking for.
Oh, shoot. Oh, T.I. versus Lil Wayne.
T.I. going to be
5 minutes ago. EJ put it out.
T.I. is going to be the underdog in that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's going to be hard to win.
Going to win. T.I. going to win. Lil Wayne going to forget some of his dopest shit he should be rapping. So, I guess that's the only way.
I ain't seen him in verses though.
I'm looking at verses. I don't see it on verses either.
But I saw it is. I don't know where maybe he's saying, let's get together or something like that.
You're going to see an ass whooping. And pick which little one you want.
Lil Wayne does have too much material.
Like, seriously, you want Lil Wayne just to stick to the Carters? He'll win. You want Lil Wayne to stick to Dedications? He'll win. You want Lil Wayne to do Squad Up? T.I. might win that. Might. But like, there's a section of Lil, and if Lil Wayne will come pull from all of it, it's gonna be a long night with T.I. It'll be a long night, cause that Lil Wayne run is just ridiculous. That run was ridiculous, man. Oh man, you just got laughing.
Yo, that was hilarious. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter.
Oh, real quick, that 2 Chainz album was good. That 2 Chainz album is really good. I like.
Oh yeah, that 2 Chainz album.
That's a good quarantine album, an album that he said he made during quarantine. That felt like an album of the time, and that because of what he was
talking
about. I just felt like production wise and the way he was spitting. Obviously, I like Southside Hov. It disappointed me though, because in that Breakfast
Club,
the Breakfast Club interview, he said he's gonna stop asking Jay-Z for a verse. I'm like, Hov, give him a verse. Come on, I feel like y'all could do some good.
I wish he would get on that. I'm like, yo.
Because I was thinking about Hov in Down South rappers. I think Rick Ross has the most features, followed by Jeezy, followed by T.I., because T.I. only got one. I think it's on Swagger Like Us. So I was like,
man, that song didn't age good at all.
So you don't think T.I. gonna break that out against Lil Wayne?
If like, he did, he'd be a fool. Swagger Like Us is, man.
Chucking my friends. Oh, man. Yeah.
Push a roll.
But yeah. What else? I can't go for that. Fuck with that. Quarantine Thick sounds better in the album. The intro, Lambo on the Wrist goes hard. That's the intro.
Lambo on the Wrist. Yeah.
Like
rare, dope.
Yeah, I like that. I like that 2 Chainz album. It's a pretty good album. I like that. What was the other? Oh, that Lil Nas X. I listened to that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I mean, it was a song. I was just trying to see when it dropped this week. It's all right. To me, Lil Nas X has broke the record. I don't expect much from Lil Nas X, so I'm like,
I didn't even look at him like an artist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does Atlantic make you do this? Because it's like, bruh.
Oh, what was the song? What was it about?
It's called Holiday, and he's like these ho ho hoes all over the place. The video was very visual.
Is it gimmicky?
It seems like is this for some holiday movie? I don't know. It's going to be about. So maybe, but yeah, I just had to think about all the new music I listened to. this week, and definitely that too, Chase. When we come back, we'll talk about the Megan. We'll talk about what we think about Gucci versus Jeezy. Hopefully that goes off. Make sure you watch that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion. That's hip hop. Fuck it.
I'm definitely watching that. Then, that's on the 19th, right?
Yeah, the Between Me and You documentary. I know
you read that book. Next week.
Yes, next week. The Ta-Nehisi Coates Between the World Between Me and You. I don't know if it's a documentary or it's just people reading it. It's gonna be on HBO Saturday. I'm gonna watch that too. A lot of good shit come out this week. All right, man.
I'm gonna watch that show.
At One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee. She's still around. At Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.